You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome. We've got
hello.
We've got some people, some great people in the room. We've got Amber Martinez.
Hey, Amber, nice to be here. I am. Maybe we can turn it up a little tonight because I'm losing my voice. You know, I think I may like this voice when I work too much and the voice starts going and I'm going to sound more calm and soothing.
You do Marlon.
Yes, it does.
Maybe I could do like a meditation soundtrack this weekend.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah, you'd be like, the river is running peacefully now as we breathe. Deep breathing.
And then we have
this gorgeous woman over here to my left.
Thank you so much.
Cassandra. Elliot!
Hello.
We're being called, by the way, from
We're already getting a call. This is
Danny
ridiculous.
Cruz is going to call us.
Danny Cruz.
Oh,
there we go. He's
right
adorable.
This moment. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we didn't even get to open the show yet. People are already calling in.
I'm telling her they want to come in. And then Jose is Camellia's home. He's not feeling good.
Oh, poor Jose.
We love you, Jose.
Yes, we love
you.
He's
waiting to put you in the movie. He has a part for the movie.
Oh, for Amber? Oh, fabulous.
He's saying that. We don't start filming it, so I never know when to block out my schedule.
Well, you got to tell him, Jose, you got to block out his schedule. Anyway, we're back the 1st of December. What, you know, the month of November went by so fast.
The year's gone by so fast.
I'm telling you.
It's just flown.
Now, what I was going to tell everybody is, you know, welcome to Cameron Sports and Live. We've been on the air 8 years. We're going to be on the air in May, 9 years.
Wonderful.
We're 9 years old, okay?
Yeah.
And
it's wonderful.
Visions of latkes with sour cream
coming
into my head.
And applesauce.
And Santa Claus is about to take off from the North Pole. We don't know where he's going, but he's taking the North Pole.
I love when they track him.
Oh, they have the NORAD
tracks.
NORAD tracks.
That's the best.
Are you for real?
Yes,
I've
NORAD tracks. Yeah. Oh no. For years, NORAD has been tracking them, and they posted
Shouldn't
on the
we
news.
Just go to like Germany or Russia, where the original Santa Claus originated from?
Oh, Saint Nicholas. Yeah.
Yeah, we could just sit and wait in the mountains and freeze, looking for a sign.
No, that would stay in Moscow, darling. Stay warm.
Christmas.
It's decorated,
or possibly Jesus.
And we can go over to the new maiden nunnery, where they actually have relics of Saint Nicholas in Moscow.
Could.
Yes,
we could go to Saint Petersburg and sing like a little song about
it's so beautiful.
And Saint Nicholas.
Oh, Santa.
Santa.
Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna be. We love this month of December, and we got some breaking news.
What is this breaking news?
Well, ex-Trump advisor
Flynn.
Lying to the FBI. Michael Flynn.
Why would he fled? Why would he flee?
He's cooperating with a probe into alleged. What they say is Russian election meddling.
This is so freaking boring.
I feel personally like the entire 4 years we're going to be hearing a lot about Russian BS that we don't need to hear about, that makes no sense.
He's
a horrible person.
Right.
Who is a horrible person?
Donald Trump. He's a horrible person, but he is not a non-smart person. There's a difference.
There is
a
big difference.
He knows exactly what he's doing. But, I mean, I'll give him that much. And I don't think he's terribly bad because he has been moving things around for good progress.
You're going to pass his tax law.
But I feel the way that he speaks sometimes is inappropriate in almost an ignorant fashion because he says things that are just completely off the cuff. And I believe when you become the ruler of a nation, you need to have a finesse.
And he calls.
One would love that to be the case.
Yeah.
But look at North Korea.
Look
at most of the countries on this planet. Let's get serious.
I saw a National Enquirer post. I mean, I don't really take what they see seriously, but they posted a retweet of Trump's tweet. And he calls
him
a sad short man. Short fat man. Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
And Kim Jong-un calls him old. And then they have this whole Twitter battle. And it was
the most
hilarious
That's
thing I have seen in a long time.
Well, this
I
is what I've always said. When he first started running, people were looking at me. I said, first of all, he's going to win. And second of all, it's going to be entertaining. And you better take it as entertaining. Instead of, remember when Bush was in office, all those people were running to their therapists and having major meltdowns. Now they're running to their therapists again, all having mental meltdowns.
I feel like
grabbing
a
hold of their chihuahuas or their Frenchies and cuddling up smoking dope. And they'll all be loaded starting next year, January.
But it's legalized dope now.
It's legalized. So now they'll be on the streets.
They want to make magic mushrooms legal now, too.
Well, that's a treacherous drug. You need to be very careful with
that. Next is going to be crack cocaine.
Oh, no, that's really addictive.
Magic white snow powder. Referred to
well, at the
cocaine.
Turn of the 1900s, half the country was addicted. No, at the turn of the 1900s, half the U.S. population was addicted to morphine.
Oh, by
so
way,
we're addict kind of nation.
Thing. BBS, we're up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh,
hello, everybody.
Hello, San Francisco. You are a world unto yourself.
I love San Francisco. And thank
I
you
hate
San
Francisco.
For featuring my photos and a little bio.
I had to run away
every time
from
I come
there.
On. I love you guys. I love San Francisco. Thank you so much for your support with my career.
Oh, please. They were so nasty to me in San Francisco.
What
happened? I had one very different thought than they did, and people got vicious. I'm
well,
sorry.
So much for
yeah, they got vicious.
So
that
but they have the best thing that happens every year. It's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. It's
what
called
is
the
it?
Naked Mile Run, and people actually run naked.
We had that in downtown Los Angeles. They were on bicycles,
but
totally
that's
naked.
Is different.
Well, no, everything was swaying side to side on everybody as they rode their bicycles
this is more about
downtown.
Empowerment and expression in San Francisco, as opposed to downtown LA.
That's true. Let me just break in a little bit.
Getting
some news. Stories. U.S. tax vote looms despite deficit alert. The Republican controlled Senate plans a vote on Friday despite a $1 trillion deficit warning on the bill.
Hey, never stopped Obama.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, it goes on. I'm just going to finish this off and then we'll go in our discussion. Lawmaker used tax funds to settle a lawsuit. Congressman Blake Farenthold, former aide, received $84,000 taxpayer money. You know what that was?
For what? Sexual harassment?
Sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should remember the scandal for LAUSD. The guy accuses the head, the superintendent, Ramon Cortinas, of sexual harassment. He gets $250,000 settlement, and that winds up living with Ramon Cortinas on his ranch up north. And the district still brought Ramon Cortinas back to run the district again. So you know what? Don't make it tax deductible.
It's sexual harassment of a gay relationship. How can that be sexual harassment?
He brought the charges against Ramon, and then he wound up cuddling back up with him on the ranch. These are scams all the time.
It seems like it's completely deliberate, like like almost like the politician may have had some money problem, and he's like, oh, I need to keep this money safe for something.
Get money flowing.
Who the hell knows?
Then I don't have to be taxed on it.
Well, it just once again shows you how behind we are and validates the space aliens' belief about us. Shall I wait till then to tell you everybody how crazy we are?
Why U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson's in trouble. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson dismissed a laughable thing on Friday. Reports that his job security is in danger. So we'll see what happens. President Trump tweets that the media has been speculating that I fired Rex Tillerson or that he would be leaving soon. Fake news!
That's what I saw on the French news channel today, too.
And while we disagree on certain subjects, I call for the final shots. We work together. America is highly regarded again. And then CIA Director Mike Pompeo is being considered to replace Mr. Tillerson, according to the Beltway rumor mill. That's what I heard.
Yeah, they're very busy.
And Hawaii.
They should have kept the FBI director that spoke up against Donald Trump and told the truth. I think they should have kept
Well, I don't know if he told the truth. There's been a lot of talk about people with guns to their heads.
Yeah, that's true. Hawaii dusts off nuclear attack siren. The U.S. State of Hawaii has tested a nuclear siren warning for, it was actually used for the end of the Cold War.
Well, it's time with North Korea and their ballistic missiles.
Because I know Amber was a model, and this is something It was kind of a bizarre
story. I am a model.
Well, you are a model.
And she does. She's
back
a very
when
pretty
I was
girl
10.
With a cute...
No, anyway. I am a model, yeah.
Well, this is something
I'm still a model.
I
mostly
believe.
Act now, but I still do model.
You know, Jamaica, you really like Jamaica? Well, a New York model was brutally killed in Jamaica.
What?
Jamaica's a rough place.
Jamaica's a nice place. I know that.
It's nice, but yes, but you can get in trouble down there.
You know what her name was? Desiree Gibson. You
wait,
know
so
her?
What happened?
She was killed, put in a bush, and laid to die
so
there.
So why was she murdered? Is there a reason why?
We don't know.
Who the heck knows out? These days? People just...
Was she, like, assaulted, or was she just randomly murdered? Like, what is
well,
the
entertainment.
Story? What are the details?
Murdered, and the family is still looking, you know, to... Go out there and find out what really happened.
It depends on what part of Jamaica she was in.
Exactly.
Because there's different parts where you should not be
slain,
walking by yourself
neon.
At night. Especially in the more jungly parts, in the rural area.
There's you know, parts of this country where women should not be walking by themselves
yeah,
at night.
Yeah, parts in any country. Hard to... Like, I would not blame the country of Jamaica itself. That would be unintelligent.
That's
but
true.
There are bad people in every country. It's
exactly.
just a very
by the
unfortunate
region,
situation.
To answer
I've
Amber,
been to Jamaica personally
slain
three
neon.
Times. I've never had any negative experience in Jamaica.
Oh, the region? Slain neon.
What?
That's the area where she was. A resort town in Jamaica.
Salé Neon.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I think that is just outside of the main French settlement. But the main French settlement has like luxury, multi-million-dollar luxury resorts and stuff. But there's like these little towns leading up to it.
Was it Jamaica
that are not so safe. There's little like rural towns that are mostly made from like shacks and like
yeah, well that's how people live,
and that's not like really a safe place to go. But there's a bunch of hiking trails there and stuff, and
right.
people like to go hiking. And mm-hmm. a couple years ago, there was a woman that was murdered while hiking, and her body was dumped on the side of the trail. So
yeah.
it seems really similar. There's crimes and horrible people in all countries, not
oh,
just
exactly.
oh,
including,
I agree. I agree
including
with
our
you.
Own country, not just
oh, yeah.
Jamaica.
I agree. And then we're gonna have UFO news. We're gonna talk about where they found Jesus' text
what?
All the way in Jordan.
Jesus
wrote this text.
Oh, really?
I didn't know Jesus had a cell phone.
He's had to go to Jordan, you know?
Oh, they found what? In a vessel wrapped up, some parchment in the cave or something?
And then they have
like the Dead Sea
30-foot
yeah.
long killer whale found in the middle of a Peruvian desert.
Oh, they've been finding interesting things
yeah,
down
yeah.
in South
We're
America.
Talk about that. The archaeologists discovered a long lost geoglyph carved into a Peruvian hillside.
Oh, a geoglyph. Oh, yeah, Peru, Nazca lines, yeah. all of those. I was having dinner with my friend Carla. She owns a Peruvian restaurant, Inti, over in Hollywood. So I was having dinner with her on Wednesday night there, and we were talking about the Nazca lines and going up to Machu Picchu. And
that's pretty
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Pretty have you been to Peru?
I have not been to Peru.
We're going to get our trip to Peru.
I want to go with my friend Pedro.
Peru,
he's from there.
Peru, I would love to come and visit you. If you want to send me a ticket, I will do some interviews.
Well, they're doing a big promotion right
you
now.
You know, celebrity commentary, and I would love to come and check out your country and be able to talk about
it's
it.
It's fabulous.
And they have a beautiful beach in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak Spanish, too. Hablo español mucho.
Amber in Peru. Anyway, what we're going to do is...
Está bien.
What we're going to do is...
it sounds sexy. You know, I like this voice. When I work too much and I lose half of it, it sounds sexy.
It's very lovely.
Or
this is my normal voice.
Phone sex operator version. What are you wearing? I don't know. What are you wearing? I've never called one of those, but I feel like I have all these imagining things in my mind about what it would sound like if you did call one.
Years ago, there was this Japanese
yeah.
movie called The Yen Family,
yeah.
and the housewife is making breakfast in the morning, Japanese housewife, and she's doing sex phone calls while she's making breakfast for her family.
Stop it.
Yeah, it was
she's
so
probably,
funny.
What was she like? Oh, like, oh, yes.
Yeah,
I'm in a thong right now, and she's like cooking eggs on mm-hmm. the stove.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably how it is in real life.
Now we're gonna
probably like one lady's probably like in the bathroom on the toilet, and then she's trying to like sex talk up someone. That's the reality of it.
Now
and
we're gonna
the
talk
other
about Amber.
The other line has no idea what's going on.
Exactly.
Now we're gonna talk about Amber. Amber, by the way, is an American actress of Scottish, Spanish, and Dutch descent.
I am. Did you get that off my IMDb?
Yeah, no, of course. Kansas, bred and born.
I've done it for 8 years. Oh, yeah, I was born in Kansas when my dad was
what part
on a
of Kansas?
Trip. I was born in a, well, you know what, I used to tell people the city I was born in, but I don't anymore since I had a stalker.
But, oh, God.
But it's a small town in Kansas. It's 45 minutes south of Manhattan in the middle of nowhere, and I was born on a government facility while my dad was on a business trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's
so
famous?
I'm as American as it gets. Technically, I'm more famous American
Kansan.
Than most.
Because you're born on a military
Cheryl Crow. Yeah. Cheryl Crow, famous Kansan.
Cheryl Crow's from
she's
the
Kansas?
Band Kansas. From Kansas.
Kansas. And so is yeah. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt also
Brad from Kansas. Brad Pitt was Kansas.
Kansas. See, look, all the hottie, good-looking, natural, good-looking people.
They're lovely people
come
from the Midwest.
I know. Brad. Now that Brad Pitt's single...
Well,
I have never been married, and I particularly care for older, well-established gentlemen with fabulous eyes and a nice smile.
Well, he's looking.
He's looking. Well, good.
Oh, what? He's looking.
I date younger men.
We wouldn't even need to have any kids because he has so many.
Well, he's got a lot of kids. Doesn't he have kids from Angelina?
He has
yeah,
like
they have lots
he has
of...
a tribe of children.
Yeah, it's a lot. Can you imagine being on a date with him? You'll have
I know,
all the kids
right?
With you.
So let me talk about a couple.
Yeah, go ahead.
Couple
yes,
projects
what's going
I've been
on with you?
On.
With Emma.
Well, these have all happened last week, which
well,
is
thanks.
Why I've been losing my voice mostly. So I apologize, everyone who's listening, if it's hard to hear me.
Okay.
So I walked in the 86th annual Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Yay!
That was this past Sunday. It's going to be airing live on the CW on December 15th. And I walked for the Salvation Army. And I got to walk with their balloon float
nice.
With some of their rehabilitated, previously convicted felons and a couple of their pastors. And they were perfectly lovely gentlemen. Their rehabilitation's going amazingly.
God bless.
We covered it.
We prayed before we went out and walked. And they were gentlemen bringing me water,
oh,
like
that's
asking
nice.
Me
if
very
was
nice.
It
cold?
My was it
stuff.
Cold on Sunday?
It was very cold.
Yeah, it gets very cold.
That's just... why I'm losing my voice.
And by the way, me and Amber, we did a Hollywood Christmas parade. Did you see Eric Estrada?
I did see Eric Estrada. I love him. He was sweet. And CeeLo Green did a really good performance.
Mm.
So yesterday, I was a celebrity co-host for the Red Kettle Kickoff for the Salvation Army again. It was held at the Grove. It was being taped earlier that day. I taped a live Christmas special that's entitled Christmas is Joy, and it's going to be airing on TV. I don't know the details of the channel yet. I'm waiting to hear back from that. But last year it aired live on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the week of Christmas, and was available on Netflix, which is exciting. And tomorrow I'm... co-hosting with CBS News anchor Rick Garcia and fellow actress Luisa Diaz. We're hosting the Mia Moore Gala, and it's going to be featured on CBS News Diversity, CBS Channel 2. There'll be a little segment of that, a live segment tomorrow night, so you guys can check out.
Oh, that'll be so wonderful to watch.
On CBS 2. Yeah. We're having a huge charity gala to benefit the ladies and survivors of domestic violence through Safe Passage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a charity event. You can find them at safepassagelives.org. And we always welcome and accept charity donations. So I helped a lot with getting sponsors.
We got Rick Garcia, like man. You got
and
the man.
Rick is lovely. We're going to have a bunch of celebrity guests there. I'm going to be there. Rick's going to be there.
Uh-huh.
We have Lena Sundgren coming. He's the Academy Award cinematographer from La La Land.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
We also have Alice Amter coming from The Big Bang Theory. She plays the mother on The Big Bang Theory. We have Carlos Ramsey Ramirez coming. He was in the movie Crank, and he does a lot of comedic work. And he was also in the movie Crank 2. He plays the twins, him and his brother, Ethan Ramirez, who also plays Napoleon Dynamite. Well, not
yes.
Napoleon Dynamite, but he plays in Napoleon Dynamite, mm-hmm. He plays Pedro. And we have a couple. We have a former Victoria's Secret model, Cynthia Kirchner, coming.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a few lovely people. And my girlfriend, whose father owns the Bank of the Bahamas, is coming, too, as well, which will be lovely. And so we're trying to raise, you know, a large sum of money for a safe passage for women who have been survivors of domestic violence. It's a very important event to me because I myself am a survivor of domestic violence. So
I am also.
I like to donate my time to helping other women and counseling other women and working with families and children who are survivors. I think it's important to really support women's rights and, you know, so support women to change their new lives. So basically this is an event where we're going to have a empowerment fashion show where we have women who were survivors of domestic violence. They're going to walk in gown and couture gowns that are sponsored by Giovanni Couture.
Oh, that'll make them feel nice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my friend, he owns Zeven Jewelry Design. He's going. Well, the girls don't know this yet, but they don't listen to talk radio, so I'm gonna like give it away a little bit. I talked to my friend who's the jewelry designer, and he made a custom piece of 14-karat white gold jewelry for each of the girls, and we're going to give them to them.
Oh, that would be so nice. Lovely.
As like a gesture to...
something
gesture
nice,
gesture
yes.
To that's tell them, nice. You know, like welcome them into their new taken back life, you know, and to let them know that their lives are only going to get better and that that period in their time has passed now, and to rejoice in what is to come. So that's by Zeven Jewelers.
Okay.
And we also
you should get a commission from them.
No, that he's a lovely man. It's a
hold on,
it's a
we got a call.
Business. Oh, we do.
Hold on,
good.
We get this call. This is our friend. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Good. Oh, is this Bernadette?
Bernadette.
Oh, Bernadette.
Austin, Texas.
Hello, sweetie.
Welcome. Yes, but I love
welcome,
her.
Welcome. By the way, I saw your picture.
Okay, I can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
I think we lost her.
We lost her.
No, it sounded like she was driving.
Yeah,
maybe
it
she should pull over.
Pull over.
Cameron, okay. You want to text her and tell her to pull over?
Hello, are you
there? Are you guys there?
Oh,
yeah, we're here.
Oh. Are you okay?
Okay, that's much better. I don't know what happened. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing over there?
Good.
Thank you.
What's going on with Bernadette?
What's our topic tonight? I'm on the road, so I haven't been able to listen.
Yeah. Well, the topic tonight, Amber has just did a lot of functions for empowerment for women and different
survivors
things.
Of domestic violence. Mm-hmm.
And I know you do life coaching and you talk about empowerment for women and men.
Yes.
So now Amber, do you have a question for her? She does. She's a life coach.
Oh, fabulous! Yes. So, why don't you tell our viewers about or our listeners about what you do with women who are survivors of domestic violence or women who have survived tragedy? Because that's our current topic right now.
Okay, I'm just having a really hard time hearing you.
Okay, you gotta go. You know what? I'll be your translator.
I'm talking loudly.
What is your opinion on information for women who have survived domestic violence?
I think it's because she's.
I am sorry. My connection with you guys is really not good, but I understand that we're talking about empowerment for women.
Yes, true.
Yes.
Yeah, and what was
yes?
And now
we're talking about survival.
And the question was what?
We're talking about female survivors of domestic violence and tragedies, and we're wondering what advice you give them as a counselor.
Very good.
Well, the first thing that I would say to anybody that is in a situation of abuse is to remove themselves from the abuse. I know that's not always an easy thing to say, but... it certainly is the most important thing because, you know, one of the things that I have realized in my line of work is I do energy work. So I assist individuals in releasing traumas and emotional disturbances and reprogramming energetic programs that run And one of the main ones that I have encountered is the I Am Not Worthy program.
Oh.
And so it's really a mindset. And a lot of times it's carryovers and things that we have experienced through this lifetime. And so it's important to be able to recognize the areas where we feel weak. And a lot of times, like I'm saying, it is the I am not worthy of love, I am not worthy of happiness, I am not worthy, you know, to be treated fairly. I mean, there's so many of them that go along with it. So identifying those areas of self that we need assistance with or reprogramming, and then really working on reprogramming those thought patterns to the I am, the I am, I am worthy of. And that's really the first step of being able to be strong enough to remove ourselves from a toxic situation. So that would be what I would advise individuals to start to do, because the recognition first, I mean, we can go and see a counselor, you know, and we can, you know, call the hotlines and whatever, but unless we begin to reprogram those things that are toxic to ourselves, then we invite that type of energy to meet us where we are.
Exactly.
It's very similar to the like it attracts life, and I know that that may sound cliche to some, but it is a universal absolute.
Exactly.
Energy is energy, and what we put out is what we get back. And not always do we understand or realize that we're putting out certain frequencies that attract certain energies back. But the first step is personal healing, self-healing.
Exactly.
And recognizing that, you know, we need to reprogram and become stronger in our own self and our own self-concept to be able to remove ourselves from something that's not going to serve our highest and best, in order to be able to recognize those things that will be in our highest and best, changing what we attract to us.
What you're saying is absolutely makes sense, because if you go to a negative situation, yeah, I get a negative situation.
That's yeah, and if you're raised in a negative situation where you're getting constant feedback from family or even from our society or from patriarchal religions, that to get out of there, you have to really go to the core, your own individual core, and build yourself up, and then, you know, can walk away. Because otherwise, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah. That's true. You know?
Exactly. You're just going to fall back into the same situations until you recognize in yourself that, you know, this is, and I don't mean to sound insensitive, because I certainly don't intend it to be that way, but it really, and that was something through my relationship, my marriage of 18 years, that I myself had to work on that. And, you know, at first, when I first began my journey, and, you know, I was speaking with a spiritual healer, you know, that was something that they said to me, and I actually kind of upset me at first. I'm like, what?
Well, it's kind of weird. You don't hear it.
How is this my fault?
It's your
but
fault.
But then in recognizing and making those changes, I was able to really, you know, build myself up to where, you know what, then I decided I don't deserve this. This isn't what I deserve. I deserve better. And by putting that out there and removing myself from a situation that was, you know, not consistent with where I wanted to be, a little bit, you know, emotionally destructive, you know, and I was able to build myself up to a place where, you know, I removed myself and I focused on my own growth, and I have to say, it's been very liberating. And I recognize in so many women, because, you know, women, Cameron knows, is one of my big things. It's a trigger button for me, you know, women who are treated unfairly, but not only women, everybody, anybody who is treated unfairly or abusively. So I hope I answered your question.
Did she answer your question?
Definitely. So why don't you tell our viewers or our listeners where they can find your services at?
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
I want to know. Maybe I'll translate. She wanted to know where people can find your services.
My services?
Yes.
Contact you.
Okay, so BernadetteDeGabrielle.com. And, yes, you can reach me through that, BernadetteDeGabrielle@gmail, or 512-902-5377. I'm also putting on, actually, a retreat for women. It's specifically designed for women, June 8th of next year. Very excited about it. We're putting together the curriculums now. And it is all about women empowerment, redefining, you know, who we are, how we see ourselves, and creating a path or a blueprint for where we see ourselves and how to get there.
Very interesting.
Excellent.
Go ahead.
Excellent.
I was going to ask you, are you going to come to L.A. anytime soon?
You know, I was planning on being in L.A. on the 8th. I just had a couple of things business-wise that came up here. So I will be getting back to you, Cameron, because it's been on my mind. I need to get there because I feel like I need to be there in the studio with you guys at least one time.
Exactly. Wow. That would be wonderful.
You're going to come live in person in studio.
What?
And by the way,
I would love it.
There. And you know what's interesting? Every time we have Bernadette on, I get a flood of calls. Flood of calls from people.
Oh, yeah?
Wanting to hear you, see you.
So yes,
we're
going
to have you
come.
Live. You'll be here in this month or in January.
Happy
we'll be.
I was hoping to be able to get there this month. It may be the beginning of January, but I will know more by mid next week as far as how I can work my schedule, and then I will let you know, Cameron, and we can confirm something.
And by the way, we're going to have our little trip, and Amber's well invited and welcome.
Thank you.
And then Cassandra,
let's go to the south.
We are going to Sedona.
Sedona.
Sedona, you want to join us in Sedona?
Sedona.
What we're gonna do is, of course, we do the UFO stuff here. But what we want to do, see the vortex.
Vortexes, multiple vortexes.
People to experience Sedona, and then after that, we're gonna go to Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've had
down to Roswell.
Roswell, by the way, had a ship pass over the last 2 days.
Oh, good for them!
Yeah, they came in over.
I have always wanted to go to Roswell.
So you join our group.
I've not been there yet.
Join our group.
It's this
We're going to have plans. We're putting together a package where we can all, you know, have fun for 4 or 5 days.
That'll be great.
And we'll go to Sedona. And then my next trip after that, we're going to go to the northern part of Arizona and where they have allegedly human experimentations going on.
And, really?
It's
one of the corporations.
In Sedona, are you guys going to Angel Valley, or are you going someplace else in Sedona?
Angel Valley, that's where we were thinking of going. Angel Valley. And we're going to try to...
I have been to Angel Valley. I actually did an intensive there, and it is absolutely amazing, the energy there and the vortexes. It's absolutely amazing.
At night,
you can even see, like, some of the elementals make themselves present, which is really beautiful.
Sweet. I haven't spent any time with elementals in a long time.
We got to go up to see the elementals.
Yeah.
And you'll come join our trip.
You know, let's connect this week and go over schedules, and then I can work it out.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Good.
You're going to get an expert from Austin, Texas. You're going to have UFO follower Cassandra Elliott. You're going to have Amber Martinez and Cameron and hopefully Jose. So we're going to have our groups together, and it'll be a nice experience.
Be very nice. I'd like to do the intervention again with the manipulation of the vortexes to help purge the planet. So that would be good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did burned out a lot of negativity, which opened up certain things, but still, this planet is in a mess.
We've got a few issues going on.
We've got issues up the wall.
I'm telling you. Now, Bernadette, we'll like Cassandra. Tells it like it is. Anyway, real quick, I was going to ask you, is a book in the offing for you? Do I see a book coming out?
I'm so sorry, Cameron.
Oh,
I apologize for my connection. Say that again, please.
Is there a book that you're going to put together soon?
I am working on my second book. Did I mention that last night?
No.
I am, and I'm very, very excited about it. I can't tell you the title just yet.
Okay.
But it is really part of the focus of this month and next month. Be taking a lot of time and just being secluded so that I can really focus on finishing it. The goal is to have it finished before the retreat so that, you know, I can offer. But it's going to be amazing. It's a little twist on traditional writing. So it's not only going to be educational, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, wow.
And
good.
Interesting and exciting. So
we got to book you in Santa Monica. Santa Monica.
I do have one book out already, and it's The Wonders of an Open Mind, Creating the Life You Desire in 52 Weeks. So that one is already out.
Good.
And yeah, so I'll have some new material for you guys coming soon.
Oh, how nice. You know what? For the holiday season, it's a great book to get because people are trying to transform, get themselves together.
Well, this is the peak time because we're moving completely into the age of Aquarius and all kinds of changes. And it's time to get rid of all the old stuff and move forward. And even part of this whole thing,
Finding
all these men that have been behaving badly, is part of that whole purging that we're going on. It's time for the end of the patriarchy in a lot of its aspects that have been too gender-centric and psychological.
You know, it is the rise of the female energy right now.
Right.
And it's so invigorating that women are beginning to really embrace their power, and I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, well, there is
for
a
not only women but for the entire planet.
Yeah,
what a beautiful thing!
Yeah, the good guys who have also had to suffer, and I've always contended men have actually had more have been beaten down more by the patriarchy. Because the patriarchy, by demeaning and degrading women, has told men that women's love is not good enough. I mean, Plato, men loving other men is the highest form of love. What does that do when a man, you know, for heterosexuals? I can see that if you're a homosexual like Plato was, but for heterosexuals, that denies the man to really bring that love inside of himself and help feed him and keep him alive. That's why I think men have had so much heart disease.
I completely agree with you. I think that if men or individuals in general recognize that both energies are necessary to bring balance. So it for women as well, embracing the male energy and balancing out their female energy, and same it for females that, you know, or for males to recognize that the female energy is really a benefit. And unless you are able to balance the both, you really escape the idea of balance.
Exactly.
That's true.
And that's what we were supposed to be. Originally, we're supposed to be men and women working together.
Right.
And then someplace around 3000 BC, the land and the houses and their bodies were all taken away from women and given to men's control, and that kind of spread even under the ancient Greeks.
Yeah.
Plato hated intuitive thinking. Oh, that's what women do. Ooh, poo, poo. Only logical thinking's the way to think. And now what do we hear? Commercials, Apple Store. It's intuitive.
Yeah.
So we've been thousands of years behind psychologically because the ancient Greeks made misogyny an intellectual principle. This is... We have to be balanced. Go on,
yes, if we recognize the reason why women have been suppressed, it was, you know, centuries ago when that took place in the beginning of, you know, Catholicism, when they really just turned it around because the female energy was strong. very strong. And so in order to regain the power, they had to put power and control over the female so that that energy is just all about power and control. It's
well,
very
yeah,
sad.
But this goes back 3,000 BC. This was also part of the, when they left Babylon, the ancient Hebrews left Babylon, the belief that the complete human being is in the sperm of the man, that women had nothing to do with creating human life. That's where this malaise all started with bad science. And they were convinced of it until the last century when the scientists finally found out, oh no, females have eggs. They, you know, do all of this. This goes way back.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, to have no part in the child.
I know.
Really?
Really? No, that's what they believe. And they thought, if she dies in childbirth, wasn't she lucky to be that close to the divine? I mean, the arrogance.
Yeah.
The arrogance of their noses in the air during the Age of Enlightenment about how men are so smart.
I can't even comment on this because I'm so offended just listening to it right now. It's so archaic.
I know. And we're still dragging the debris that's still dragging.
Yeah.
That's right. We have to protect the good guys. We are just baby ovens and we have absolutely nothing to do with anything.
I know.
At
isn't
all.
That amazing?
And men are just the divinely empowered ones. Who are we? We're just.
Yeah. The carrying of the child for 9 months. I mean, who nurtures this? Who nurtures this little individual that's being created?
We're just sitting around waiting to pop out our muffins.
Well, that's why I loved on the Big Bang
so
Theory.
Ridiculous.
There was an episode of the Big Bang Theory where the young couple, I forget what their names are, I'm blanking out on them. She says, well, don't you think your greatest achievement was not going to outer space but having the baby? He said, you had the baby. I did about 3 minutes worth of work, and you did all the heavy lifting after that. So I was like, thank you. It's out here.
Finally,
somebody
man admits to it.
Some television writer wrote it down correctly. What 5 minutes, and you expect us to kiss your friggin' hands?
Exactly.
The sad thing is that it was only 5 minutes.
Maybe.
No.
At least 15.
If that were to happen, it better be at least 2 hours, okay?
Exactly.
it better have been worth that.
The Navy commander and I was like 3 hours. We all felt great. We had spiritual energy come up. Kundalini came up. We were practicing Tantra. In 3 hours.
3 hours? Yeah.
The regular people do 5 minutes. I'm always like shocked.
What, five minutes?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what are you people? What the heck is that about?
I know.
That's a waste of a moment in
I mean,
bed
you think
together?
You can at least fool around with your significant other for like an hour and a half before you even start doing anything. You
exactly.
Know?
Bernadette, I'm sorry.
And then they wonder why women fake.
Yes,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
5 minutes, really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I heard that.
You got to have a power dozer for
5 minutes. I think there was some science that's something like 15 to 20 minutes in actuality. But it's
I was with someone that was like really powerful for like 4 years, but unfortunately, that was the only good quality.
I can't
do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I know.
But this was a great break for a while.
See, now,
exactly.
What I was going to ask you is this: you also do other. She does, of course, with female, with male. What is the big issue nowadays? Empowerment,
arrogance,
entitlement.
Entitlement.
No.
What are the biggest issues that you face with the clients?
What other things do I?
No, with the clients, when they come to see you, what are the other issues that they want resolved?
Oh, you know, right now relationships are really huge.
Yeah.
Conflict, communication, mm-hmm. Intimacy. Those are really big issues. I've dealt with much more of clearing for people, helping them to release any negative entities or energies that have attached themselves. That's been right now huge. Also, working with children or teenagers and helping them to get back on track. So that's another big one.
Our culture has really messed
with. I do healings for houses too, so properties and things like that, and also I assist people with identifying which business opportunities could be more
advantageous for them.
Lucrative and and satisfying, fulfilling. So
well, we have mostly
that right now.
I said we have our expert from Austin, Texas. And Burnett, by the way, is going to come. You're going to come back.
I do a little bit of everything. So really, it's, you know, whenever anybody is looking to bring themselves to a place of balance and focus on elevating their vibration in whatever way they need to do that, I can assist.
Good.
So now, Bernadette's going to be on next. By the way, next week you will be on. Danny's calling. It's Danny Cruz. Anyway, Bernadette, thank you so much. We're going to get Danny Cruz on. He's
always a pleasure, guys. You guys have a wonderful night, and I will talk to you this week, Cameron.
Okay, good.
Bye bye. Bye bye. That, by the way, was Bernadette. Wonderful.
Thank you, Bernadette.
She's a life coach lady in Austin, Texas. We're going to Danny Cruz call us.
Danny
Cruz,
you.
Our UFO.
Okay, hi.
He's so adorable.
Danny, we miss you. Please call in.
He's lovely.
Well, you know what it is? When we had let me write him a little note. Hey, call in. Danny Cruz. Okay, here we go. We got Danny Cruz. Danny Cruz! UFO.
Cameron Detzker. I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm at
I got Cassandra here.
Right now.
I got Cassandra here. I got the wonderful Amber Martinez.
Hey, Danny.
Amber Martinez, I miss you.
I
can't wait to see you guys
Danny
in Christmas,
Cruz.
Around Christmas time.
Are you coming in for Christmas? Good.
Are you still working?
I'll be right around
Washington?
The corner.
What are you doing?
Right now, I'm standing in front of the National Christmas Tree. It's really pretty. It's the color of Israel.
Gorgeous.
It's the Christmas tree. Isn't that awesome?
Nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's nice, pretty blue.
Now tell us what's going on in D.C.
My gosh, you know, I'm up there in the Capitol a lot. I just stopped at the Senate Select Intelligence Committee, the Budget Committee, the Finance Committee, Small Business and Entrepreneur Committee. And it's the budget passing and the tax cuts. And for small businesses, it's a great thing. You know, we got the Space Corps that just failed, and we also have the Air Force that's real happy about that. You know, California, I think, is being set aside. You know, it's time for California. I was sitting in Senator Feinstein's office, Senator Feinstein, back when I was in California. You know, kind of trying to just give it up and for the people. May as well just separate themselves.
Well, that's true.
I think that California is on its way to separation.
Oh, you think so? You think we're going to have two states out of one?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, you know. Use it, fleece it, you know, use California as a fleecing for the immigrants who need it.
What you mean California is going to split itself?
Let them all have it. You know, there's not enough to go around anymore. You know, there's no subsidies for people who need it in our country in California anymore. You can be homeless and a vet, and you can't go to your local civil place and ask for anything because they don't have it. It's all been spent on immigrants or illegal immigration.
Yes, that's
so. California needs everything they have for the immigrants that have come there. You know, they're seeking protection from the FARC rebels in Colombia.
Oh, yes,
real cases.
Yeah.
And you know, you know, that's the good thing to do for people.
Yeah, well,
the right thing.
Danny, if you also talk to Senator Feinstein, could you get her to sign the bill so that I, as a retired teacher, can get my full Social Security instead of half of it?
Which one? The tax cut? Are you talking about the tax cut?
No, there's this bill that they passed years ago. Oh, yeah, no. Because I'm a retired elementary school teacher, it was a late-in-life career change, that I can't get all my Social Security because they call it double-dipping. So my little $1,200 Social Security, they have to down, I get my pension, which I paid into both. I paid into both, and I can't even get my own money.
What representative? What district are you from? And what's your representative in the House? And what's the bill? And what does Senator Feinstein have to sign? What is the bill about?
Well, according to the union, the bill's been on Senator Feinstein's desk to get it reversed.
Because
this goes all the way back to when Reagan was in office. Mm-hmm. And if we get this thing reversed so it's not considered double dipping, I get my Social Security as well as my pension. so I can...
Well, yeah, you know, there's a problem with teachers moving, like, in the state of Maryland. If you're a teacher in Maryland, you have to stay there for retirement, or, you know, you lose all the years you put into your teaching career. And, you know, you'll get your pension. You don't get your pension. You have to start all over again.
Right.
And so kind of the same dilemma teachers have over in Maryland as you guys have in California.
Yeah.
Staying in the same state and relocating to the agency. You guys don't get a raise unless it's in the budget.
Right.
Maryland spends 55% of its budget on the school system. And it's a great school system. Big security. They protect the kids real well. You know, I'm going to be teaching over there at Gorman Elementary School in the tech. I'm teaching about the technology I'm selling to the fifth graders, and I made myself in the school system over there.
Good.
But that's aside the point. Yeah, so thank you. I've been crazy for being a teacher, and with little kids, I'm just, like, really excited to put a little space cap on all those kids.
Yeah.
I said, you know, this is really simple to look, you know, I will try and make a mention, yeah, if it's on Senator Feinstein's bill, to Senator Feinstein, and if you give Cameron your information and email it to me, I'll email it to, I know the...
I'll do
the chief of staff over there.
I'll do that.
That's cool.
Okay.
And by the way,
have it Cameron send it and sign it too. And we'll make a little signature. I'll put my signature on it.
Yeah, you got to get
We can all sign a little petition.
Well, you know what I was going to say, Danny, anything new in the UFO world while we have some time?
Yes, of course. I'm looking over the Capitol at, you know, the famous July 19th sightings over the Capitol. And I'm just amazed at the space. You know, the space ventures, the National Space Council, you know, just, you know, the flying saucers and the technology, the lasers that were taken. We have all that in hand and ready to move forward. And it's a very peaceful council. You know, the council is very peaceful and diplomatic and moving right along.
Okay. Anyway, Danny, we gotta scoot, but thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
I'll get that information.
Good. Keep those walls secure, Cameron.
Will do. Okay, take care, man.
Keep those walls secure over there in Los Angeles.
Bye, okay, Danny. Thank you.
Anyway, that was Danny Cruz. Anyway, we got to wind down the show.
I always love talking to him. He never talks anymore.
This is the first time
he's called in forever.
Yes.
You got to bug Danny Cruz. Anyway,
is he still working in the White House? Like, what is
he
doing?
I'm so confused. Anyway, we got to get off the air. But thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.